And now,
we present to you
Seriously
Ignorant
News.
S-I-N-T.
Well, it's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-E.
Seriously Ignorant News.
Catch Damon at Funny First Fridays this Friday and Saturday at Riddles. $15 at the door or on Eventbrite.com. From Chicago, Seriously Ignorant News correspondent Damon Williams. You've heard of road rage? Well, Damon reports on old rage. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as an ex-husband that now looks better than you.
Oh, my God.
It's one thing for your husband to go out and get somebody to look better. It's worse if he go out and become somebody that looks better. It's some women that need to get to Bruce Jenner. Seriously. I've seen a few of them. Go on, get that Bruce Jenner. I'm sorry, Sylvia. Okay, here we go. All right, first, my first story comes from Florida, of course. And Florida is the retirement capital of the U.S. There are a lot of old people in Florida. And for some reason, old people love bingo.
Yeah.
And
they do.
They do, man. And they take it serious. I was a celebrity bingo caller once, and I miscalled something. Man, them old people snapped.
Yeah.
Seriously. So this 82-year-old man, Fred Smith, he's an avid bingo player. In fact, Fred has a steady regular seat at the weekly bingo game at the Lake Ashton Retirement Center's clubhouse. So when Fred walked in and discovered Ethel Britt was sitting in his seat, yeah, you know Ethel's old. Her name is Ethel. You ain't seen too many Ethels running around the playground.
No, you're not so fine, Ethel. You're right. Go ahead.
So he was furious, right, that the Ethel, who was 88 years old, had the nerve to sit in his seat. Now, he can't even blame Ethel. Ethel, 88, she probably didn't even know where she was sitting. But Fred is now seen after that. He saw her in his seat, and he's seen on a surveillance tape where he goes to his car, grabs an ice pick and punctures two tires on Ethel's car. Yep, Fred is mad about this seat. So, check this out. An 82-year-old vandalized an 88-year-old's van. Now, why does Fred, 82, have an ice pick in his car? And why the hell does Ethel even have a car at 88? Seriously.
Why is she driving?
Right. So, Fred gets charged. Now, he has to pay Ethel back $500 in restitution. And he probably did her a favor because she had him in his driving anyway. He probably saved some lives. Seriously.
Yeah.
For real. As serious as ugly identical twins.
Ooh. Oh,
ooh. You going to double that up?
Seen it. Seen it.
All right. My next story comes from Orange County, and it's actually a story about twin brothers. Now, I've often wondered what it would be like to have a twin and all the fun things you could do, like, you know, taking each other's classes or going to somebody's job or, you know, swapping dates, whatever. Seriously, me and my brother would definitely be switching. That's the first thing we would do. But imagine even twins. I guess twins even have bad days, too. You know, like one want to wear black, another one want to wear blue. So you might start an argument. And I guess something like that happened with 52-year-old James and Michael Remulus, because they were seen arguing in the front yard when Michael picked up a brick. And in twin fashion, James picked up a brick. So then Michael threw his brick, and James threw his brick. Now Michael has a cut, and James has a cut. And now James is in jail, and Michael is in jail. Now James and Michael both been charged with aggravated battery. They got twin charges, and they both got twin bail. And they probably got on matching orange jumpsuits. Seriously.
Oh, my gosh.
As serious as some pretty twins, Kamita and Katrina, who just had a birthday. And shouts out to my lady, good friend, Cincinnati.
Okay.
Rochelle. Okay. Rochelle, she getting a Nefertiti Award. I'm sorry. I told her I tried to get it in.
Uh-huh.
Really good friend of mine. She's a cruiser.
Well, you can tell he's getting married, man. You can tell, man.
Damon.